99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome. It's 29 minutes past 12 on the clock. Welcome. Welcome to another day with radio. And yeah, we're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. The sun rises here. And yeah, that part, my name. My name's Joyce. All right, so I did want, the intent was to share with you another report, a Boko Haram report. And I want you to understand that I understand if you're exhausted, if you're really just tired of hearing these reports every day, unabated. It seems as though you're nearly guaranteed of a Boko Haram report than you are guaranteed electricity. Now, that's pathetic. But yeah, at this point, you can actually make that summation. All right, but I'll give it to you nonetheless. I don't think we should have a conversation around it. I just think that I should just inform you, because it would even appear that I missed another story. On the Sunday, the massacre, it was reported, but of course, not thoroughly investigated, so I cannot quite confirm to you verbatim, but it was alleged that there was another attack around the Ilorin area, but I cannot thoroughly confirm that to you. But if you have any details, if you saw that news, I'd like to know what you saw or heard. All right, that aside, it's reported by the Vanguard that suspected Boko Haram terrorists yesterday abducted scores of passengers and drivers along the Maiduguri-Damaturu Road, setting ablaze some trucks loaded with food items as well as a petrol tanker. This came as Nigerian Army said it had discovered no fewer than 706 small arms and light weapons from bandits and other criminals in the area of operation in Katsina, Zamfara, Sokoto, Kebbi State. Similarly, Zamfara State government called on emirs to redouble their efforts in tackling security challenges in the state. The terrorist attack took place between the Mainuk and Lawan Mainari village, less than 50 kilometers drive from the Maiduguri Borno state capital. And it would appear that some of these type stories are either underreported and sometimes not even reported at all. I wanted to even make a conversation out of it, but I thought, look, let's maybe just take a break of terrorist stories and headlines and maybe follow up with what we can call theater with the APC. Now, I don't even know if what's happening or what's unfolding with the APC is theater you would like to pay to watch. But it has been acts and scenes unfolding, uncertainties, suspense, news, incomplete news, reports, counter reports, or maybe like reports and if an updated report. It keeps moving. You blink, you miss an APC headline. Like, that's really where it is right now. Okay, but what I can tell you for sure is that preparations for the primaries are ongoing, and you pretty much should brace up for what might be a satisfactory outcome depending on what your anticipations are. It's reported now that there is a tight security at the APC presidential primaries that's underway at Eagle Square, Abuja. So fingers crossed, yeah. Between when we have updated news, I want to share with you what emerged this morning. So follow me this side of the day, the sunny side. Let me share with you. And I think that this whole pursuit of zoning and having a president emerge from the South has really, really gained, I would say, support. It would appear that from what has been reported, from the NWC to the Northern Governors, there is indeed support for a candidate or for the presidential candidate to emerge from the South. A quick summary of what we're following here. Contrary to the position of most Northern Governors on power shift to the South, National Chairman of the All Progressive Congress, Senator Abdullahi Adamu, has announced, this was yesterday, he announced Senate President Ahmed Lawan as APC consensus presidential candidate. This was yesterday. and it seems as though a group of persons kicked against it. Now, this morning, governors elected on the platform of the All Progressive Congress and the party's National Working Committee recommended 5 aspirants for today's presidential primaries while advising other 17 contenders to step down. Those who got the nod of the governors and party leaders to remain in the race are former Lagos State Governor Bola Tinubu, former Minister of Transportation Rotimi Amaechi, Ekiti State Governor Kayode Fayemi, Ebonyi State Governor David Umahi, and Vice President Yemi Osinbajo. This was actually put forward by Plateau State Governor Simon Lalong. Okay, now I put out a poll on Twitter to find out what people thought about this development, whom at least to what might be said to be aspirations or expectations, who they think should emerge as a presidential candidate on the side of the APC. So far, 53% say Tinubu, 26% say Rotimi Amaechi, 8% suggests Kayode Fayemi, 13% say David Umahi, and I didn't quite have just enough Twitter space to include Osinbajo and Ahmed Lawan. I'm thinking that you pretty much have a preferred candidate. We're going to find that out in a moment. I'm hoping that now the telephone lines will get opened. Now, we cannot be on this conversation for too long. Remember that your aspirations or your desire is only one part of reality. The other part of reality would be what happens at the end of the day when the APC primaries are done. So from now till 1 o'clock, or about that period, this will be our conversation, and then we have to segue into a social conversation. All right. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome. My name's Joyce. 0700-993-993-993 and 0146-57190. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
This is Arrow.
Welcome, Arrow.
Hello?
What's your name, Arrow?
Hello, good afternoon.
I'm with you. Good afternoon to you. Is your name Arrow?
Hello.
I can hear you. Can you hear
Hello,
me?
Hello, good afternoon.
Well, it does quite appear that you cannot hear me. I do apologize. Make it back. The sunny side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, good afternoon to you. Can you hear me? Not sure why. Try again. The sunny side, Nigeria Info. Hello. Welcome to the show. Hello. Okay. Try again. The sunny side. Good afternoon. Nigeria Info. Joyce. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, my sister.
Welcome.
Quick one. For me, personally.
Oh, come on. Of course, personally.
I don't see, hello?
I'm with you.
I don't see APC coming back in any form.
Oh, hold on a second. They have aspirants. Are you disregarding aspirants and what the people might want, who they might want?
That's
so we have Professor Osinbajo, we have Bola Tinubu, Rotimi Amaechi, Kayode Fayemi, David Umahi. Who's your pick?
I had you now.
Oh, okay.
What I'm saying, for me as a person,
of course,
in any form,
yeah,
anything that has to do with APC getting Nigeria, you just reported what happened in the lorry, the one that happened in Ondo State, Kanu, all over. Then people are still talking about this, the same party. Oh, God, Joyce. Why are we like this?
You have no aspirations whatsoever.
Don't have for them.
All right.
What politics they are playing.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, so the poll is, I'm still collecting poll, meaning that before the end of this conversation, I'll share with you what might be said to be how the public feels about who the next aspirant should be. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, man.
Welcome. Thank you for calling.
And in there, I love Fayemi very, very well because he's a progressive and he's a transformer.
Yeah, okay.
I want him to win.
Oh, fantastic.
I don't want anybody that will, after winning, he will now come and abolish Nigeria so that I can go meet my wife who they say, who they do POS, say, Owota, Owota. I go to Waka Masi. They go say, Owota. I go peace. They go say, Owota. So better make the give up Fayemi.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's really been swinging left, right, back, front, side. Like, I can't tell the projection. And I think maybe that's the element of suspense that the APC has. They're probably going to be shocking us in another hour or two. Hello, the sunny side. Can you hear us? Hello? You're going to have to make it back. It appears I lost you. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. How are you?
I'm fine, my dear.
Well, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
My name is Coyote.
Welcome, Coyote. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, I would prefer Yemi Osinbajo first.
Okay.
Or, you know, David Omahi.
Oh, David Omahi. Okay,
yes.
Why?
My reason for this is, you know, the other three, they are veteran politicians.
Okay.
So they are just recycling themselves.
So you think it's a sport for them?
Is that what?
You think it's a sport for the other guys?
Yeah.
Like politics
is
just a sport for them?
It's just a sport for them.
Mm.
So, but these other two guys who are not veteran, you know, politicians, might have something off the sleeve.
Might. So let's do a rough calculation on might. To assume, if you say might have something, you're putting 8 years, at least 8 years of your life, on that might.
You know, Nigerians have options. This is for APC.
Yeah.
There are other, you know, contestants
on
other platform.
Oh, fantastic.
So, but if this is the best of this, you know, particular APC, then we can now match them with other, you know, candidates coming forward.
Sounds like you understand what's about her. Sounds like you understand what's coming. Thank you very much for calling.
Yes,
I appreciate 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. What's your name? Can you hear me? Hello?
I apologize.
Make it back. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Well, APC has reduced candidate list to 5 potentials. I want to find out which of these potential candidates you pretty much would give your votes to, or pretty much you are hoping emerges as we further the cause of this great nation. Nigeria Info, hello, good afternoon. Hello, welcome, the sunny side. Can you hear me? If you can hear me, you're required to call back. I do apologize. I cannot quite hear some of you. I don't know what's wrong. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. I lost your make it back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. And quickly, you need to know. I don't know how you felt about the Lawan declaration yesterday. Some people appeared satisfied. Others not so satisfied. Others thought, well, look, Lawan is a good deal. And I think in their heads, they're trying to pitch Lawan against their actual candidate. So you know what politics can be. People and their favorites. So real quick, I'm at Lawan. I think he probably might still be in the game. Yeah. Otherwise, Professor Yemi Osinbajo, Bola Tinubu, Rotimi Amaechi, Kayode Fayemi, David Omahi, Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Welcome to the show. Good afternoon to you. Hello. I'm not sure how many people I'm going to have to apologize to today. The sunny side, how are you? Hello. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. All right. Hello, good afternoon, the sunny side. Welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Kende on the line.
Thank you very much, Kende, for calling.
Yeah. My picks go for Bola Ahmed Tinubu.
Fantastic. Oh, good.
Yeah.
So, any reason? Someone thinks politics is a sport to him. You think he has something better than that?
I think he's the best candidate out of the
lot, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I guess your prayers are going to be answered in about 2 hours. Let's see that. The sunny side, Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. Some people said to me, none of the above. And I'm thinking, wait, I mean, if you had to choose someone, none of the above? Well, this is the shortlisted, or these are the shortlisted candidates. You have to at least, well, maybe I should understand that you have no choice from this list. Maybe your guy hasn't been shortlisted. Hello.
Hello, Josh.
Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
The 5 people you mentioned, God forbid,
hey.
I can't give any of my vote to them.
Really?
I'm telling you, God forbid.
Wait, Tinubu, Osinbajo, Rotimi Amaechi,
God forbid.
I heard it.
My vote will go to Peter Obi.
By
God's grace.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Convention underway, the presidential primaries for the APC. We don't know what to expect, so fingers crossed in Nigeria. Between here and there, I think you're thinking what I'm thinking, which is not much thinking, actually. Cause Hello, you're not sure what to think. Hello, the sunny side. Welcome, what's your name? Can Can you hear me? Make it back. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. What's your name? Hello, ladies.
Good afternoon.
I'm
Dorothy.
Welcome, Dorothy. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of APC, but just for this discussion purpose,
yeah,
I pick from the numbers people you listed already. Uh-huh. I'll pick Osi Panjo.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel probably may have some good professional friends that could advise him probably when he's taking wrong steps. That's just it.
Good professor friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know he's also a lawyer too, right? You think he
I know.
Are you also banking on his legal friends?
Yeah.
You know he's also a pastor, right? Are you also banking on the pastors?
I'm not banking on his pastoral, whatever.
All right, okay.
I'm banking on his professor.
Okay.
Being a professor, that's what I'm talking about. He probably may have good professor friends that maybe when he's made president, they can advise him.
Well, you know, like that's a good way to bet. So thank you and good luck, okay? Yeah, thank you. Because that sounds like something you can bank on, really. If we have a think tank of economists and social developers, maybe the sunny side. Nigeria Info, welcome to the show. What's your name? Nigeria Info, can you hear me? You're going to have to make it back to the conversation, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hello, Joyce.
Hello. Good afternoon to you.
My name is Mirabel from Kotoko.
Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Out of the five names you just said, I don't like any of them. I don't want any of them.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
But somebody has to be in the game for you. So maybe you should do this.
Yeah. Okay. If you say, I don't want anybody for me.
You think so?
Yeah. And Yemi Osibanjo, when he was vice president, what did he do? If the current vice president, what has he done for us?
Is that the best way to judge the matter?
And Umayi, that is an alleged ritual.
What did you? Don't repeat it. I'm not even sure what I heard, but please do not repeat it. What did she say?
Well, I won't speak out.
Yeah, but you see, that sentiment, I don't know what you have against Umahi. I don't even know the guy. And please don't even ask me a thing about him. It's that I don't know that your sentiments should overrule his capacity to govern, for example. Well, thank you very much for calling. I just about had it.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
And you too. Oh, goodness. Oh, wow. You know, sometimes I wonder, and maybe we should have, like, cameras, and no Nigerian should be charged for any wrong act. Like, we should have cameras in Nigerian homes and have them chatter on camera about politics. I would watch that on Netflix, for example. Hello, the sunny side. How are you? I do apologize. Make it back. Nigeria Info, welcome to the show. The APC primary is underway and you have
good
a guy.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. Tell us your name. Thank you very much for calling. Happiness.
Choice. None of them in that list. I don't like any of them.
But somebody has to come out to the field of play. So, you know, you can do this. You can say the best guy here should at least put a foot forward. You don't Who's the best guy? Nobody?
Then none of them. Honestly, they're all sadist. None of them.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Fingers crossed. We're going to be updating you whatever unfolds at the primaries today. So you want to be here on 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Between now and then, this morning, a new list emerged where candidates were reduced to five and what is available to your choosing. And these are candidates that have been suggested to the president. I have it on report that they've been suggested to Mr. President. You have Bola Ahmed Tinubu, you have Rotimi Amaechi, you have Kayode Fayemi, you have David Umahi and Yemi Osibajo. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. One of them might be your guy. And who is it? Hello. Good afternoon, lady. Good to have you here. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
What's your name?
My name is Candy.
Welcome, Candy. Go ahead. Who do you think should emerge?
None of them are good.
Wow.
But I can't even say who I even like to come up because I can't even think of one person that is good.
Maybe that's okay. Yeah, okay, that your guy you want to settle for.
No, I said okay, maybe like
he has a new hashtag right now, the City Boy. I don't know who came up with that.
Imagine City Boy. City Boy.
Don't hate on the brother. Well, look, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Thank you. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome. What's your name? Sorry about that. Make it back to the show. What's your name? Good afternoon to you. The sunny side. My name is Joyce. What's your name? Good afternoon to you. Not sure why. Please make it back. The sunny side, Nigeria Info. Welcome.
Hello, Joyce.
Hello, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Good afternoon. John from Ibadan.
Thank you, John, for calling. APC is up to it.
Yeah, you see those guys, they are like the devil and the deep blue sea.
Oh, wow.
So going with them is just like one heading to nowhere.
Oh, your money cannot. You can't put your money on anybody?
None of them.
Nobody holds because, a light to your future?
Yeah, I don't think they have right conscience.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't think so.
Wow. Mm. Well, look, thank you. Thank you very much for calling then. Well, it does quite appear that APC fans are still trying to get through. The sunny side. Welcome to the show. The volume of your radio set. What's your name? Hello?
Good afternoon.
Welcome. Good afternoon to you. We're Nigeria Info. What's your name?
Yeah, Igwe Victor.
Good to have you here, Igwe Victor. So a list made out this morning reports 5 candidates. Which of them is your guy?
There is none.
Wow. From the South, none. Okay. That'll be all I have. Thank you very much for calling. Oh, wow. The Sunny Side. We're Nigeria Info. Welcome to The Sunny Side. What's your name?
Hello. Good afternoon.
The volume of your radio set. Turn up the volume of your radio set. Thank you very much for calling.
Hello.
I'm with you. Turn off your radio and you can go ahead, Joy.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry for that. None of the above.
Yeah.
Because...
oh, Lord of heaven.
Number one, sir, is zero. Because we have Boko Haram now. Area boys will terrorize this country. So we don't need that kind of person. And many bully fans will be flying. Thank you.
Oh, well. I mean, I wanted to speak on forgiveness, and I realize I do not have the right to. So I'll let it lie. The sunny side. Nigeria Info. The volume of your radio set. Welcome to the sunny side. What's your name?
Yeah, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. My only.
What's your name?
None of them.
Oh, okay.
None of them, yes, will
there has
have
to
my
be,
vote.
So someone from the South is supposed to emerge. The assumption is...
Joyce, nobody. The number one, Agbero will take over the Lagos. Already, they're already there. So we don't want Agbero. The second person, when the president was not there, where was the man then? What did he do then?
Oh, that's not even a good way to judge it. Like, he did some stuff. It's on the internet. You don't want to check it out?
Joyce, none of them. Stone, we don't want him.
Who stole
the Rivers man? What is his name?
Omar.
The man did not do anything for us then.
Which one now? The Umahi or Rotimi Amaechi?
Rotimi Amaechi. He's
okay.
From the Rivers.
Okay.
So he did not do anything. If Amaechi enter, finally, it's like we are going to. Take our railway to Ghana or South Africa. So we don't need any of them. None of them. If you ask my opinion, I want a younger person. So if there's no younger person. All of them, they are best of the same feather. So no vote for them. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling this. Finally, northern governors say, let's cede this ticket to the South. And here, the conversation doesn't quite appear to be going just as planned. We'll find out what happens today with the primaries. In the meantime, hello, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Welcome, tell me your name. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm Otayo calling from Ikorodu.
Thank you, real quick. Who's your guy?
Yeah, none of them. None of them. None of them is worth it. None of them. We are
none?
All for Peter Obi. None. They all score zero. None of them is worth it.
Are you sure you want to check your scorecard again? You sure you're not going to check your scorecard again? Check
None
history,
of them
check.
Is my sister.
Oh, all right, I'm not going to push
you.
It. I'm not.
It'll be all the way.
I'm not going to push it. Thank you very, very much for calling. Look, we're off on a break. We'll be right back. The sunny side. My name's Joyce. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. So I needed to confirm that we had news for you, 1 o'clock. And report has it that there is loss to the headlines for today, June the 7th, 2022. Meaning that I would love to inform you not to go anywhere. I'll be right back. On the other side of one, I'll extract a little bit more information from you. And then we'll go to a social conversation. We're Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. Don't go anywhere. Up next, loss to the headlines. We'll be right back. .3 Nigeria Info, we're right back. And I think in a few more minutes, we can still push this conversation. Let me see if I have more updates. But, you know, no updates in that regard. The real guy, the final emerge, we don't have that whole grand last scene just yet. So someone is tweeting, Joyce on Nigeria Info has, for the last hour, been collecting opinions on the new APC presidential shortlist. More than 24 callers and APC supporters, no reach 5. We're throwing the baby in the bath water this time. And you see, usually the concept of throwing the baby and the bath water away is that you're required to pay a little bit more attention to the baby and the bath water and be conscious of conscious enough to not throw the baby with the bath water away. I think this Nigerian on Twitter who sent me that message has been Nigerian enough, suffered enough at this point. Caution is to the wind. Baby and bath water. So if you throw the baby and the bath water away after you have experienced Nigeria, say 60 plus years, it might not even be too risky at this point. Because it's like, I think I understand it when people say we want something new. Yeah. And maybe something new might be in an old bottle. Oh, new wine in old bottle skin. Is that the right psychological positioning of that? You have no idea what I'm talking about. Can you put new wine in old wine skin? I'm asking my pretty faces in the studio. They don't know. We'll find out today. 0700-993-993-993 01465-7190. Some Nigerians insist on total change. Others believe that there is something left in that old wine. And the brilliance of old wine is, one, it costs too much. And then it's old wine, meaning it's better. Let's find out what Nigerians want. APC is emerging. There's a short list now of top 5 candidates. So the supposition is that come the end of today, one of the 5 should be the guy from the party. It might change, you know, something might happen, might not go as assumed. But between now and then, we're assuming that you have a plan who you want to see. Let's talk. How are you? The volume of your radio set. Good afternoon to you, lady. How are you?
Yeah, good afternoon. Welcome. My name is Loretta.
Welcome, Loretta. It's good to hear from you.
Thank you.
All right. Turn off your radio. Go ahead.
Okay. So my choice is Osibanjo.
Finally, someone comes through with something. Okay, nice. Why?
The reason is I believe in second chance, and I believe he's in the system already.
Okay.
So I feel like because he is a vice president, his hands are tight or limited because he is to take orders from the president or work in collaboration with the president.
Fantastic.
But because he has seen a lot of loopholes in the system and what he can address because he has been in, I think he has, you know, an opportunity to change it when he is the president because he has seen a whole lot of things he can do.
Okay, that's a fair, you know, defense for him. And thank you very much for calling. Yeah.
And secondly, for my fellow Nigerians who are calling and say, oh, this is that, I feel like before, you know, throwing stones, you should also have something you're doing in your own community. Start from somewhere.
Throwing what stones now?
The government is our brothers, our sisters, our fathers. It is not like machines. So when we want to criticize the government, we should remember that we're criticizing our own people.
Oh,
and
I see.
Rather than criticizing, we should start from somewhere. Start from that your community you live in. Do something too. And also, the best way to criticize them is have your PVC. Go get your PVC.
All right.
So that's where your power is.
Okay.
Your PVC is
well,
where your
passion
bond
right
is.
There. All right. All right.
Yeah, so that's just what I want to say.
Well, you know, you said a lot, really. Thank you. Nigeria Info. Well, that's so good. The passion is rekindled. Hello, Nigeria Info.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Ismail. I'm the first-time caller.
First-time caller. Thank you for calling. So you're calling today on this very special day that the APC is going to decide who should be the flag bearer. Let me hear you. I gave you five names. Who do you think might be your guy from the South?
Okay, I'm even sorry before that. I'm even hearing that they've been reduced to two. I don't know how to say that.
Oh, fantastic. This has all the elements of surprise.
And I learned that Amishi, Oshibajo stepped down for Amishi. So, but anyway.
Hold on. I put my money on you. You don't know what you're talking about.
It's okay.
You don't. Well, that's also because I'm surprised. Well, thank you very much for calling. Who's your guy?
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Well, it sounds like you just called to give me gist. Oh, wow. Nigeria Info, how are you?
Good afternoon, man.
Good afternoon to you.
Hey, please, it's comrade. 1 minute, man.
Okay.
And I need to give myself my solar light, the power, my generator for my company, the help for the time I see the road, to feed myself. Which kind of something that my sister just called, say, what will they do? Now, in the feed us, Nigerians are trying. Yes, we are trying on our own. But the majority what we need is for government. Don't give no courage to country and say, we are doing something. Are we making our food? We are trying now.
You are.
You know what I mean? Let me give myself like a 800 naira per liter diesel. We need a fire military. I need fire military.
All right. Thank you. And how do you deny that point? 99.3 Nigeria Info. No one pours new wine into old wine skin. That was exactly the phrase I wanted to remember. Someone, I like the fact that the guy who sent me the message on Twitter ended his tweet with saying it does quite appear that Nigerians are throwing away the baby with the bath water this time around. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello.
Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. What's your name?
Good afternoon. I'm Lucky.
Welcome, Lucky.
Calling from Lekki Phase 1.
Uh-huh. Thank you very much for calling, Lucky.
Yes. Actually, concerning the aspirants, I would really like them to hand it over to my Honourable Minister, Right Honourable Otumi Chibike Amaechi.
Oh, fantastic. Because he's a village guy or because he's capable?
Actually, he's from my local government, actually. When he was the governor, he did well.
Uh-huh.
At least I will testify because the hospitals and the schools he built.
Oh, that's
that
good.
That is what the students are still enjoying see now.
Oh, fantastic.
The schools reach all the local governments. You can see acts.
Okay.
So I think he's fit for the job.
All right.
He will deliver.
Oh, this is a very good defense. Thank you very much for calling in. I do appreciate. Thank you. Benjamin on Twitter is saying he is speaking for his pocket as always. He is a small force. So he said Osibajo is coming. A formidable force by grace. So someone on Twitter has given his vote to Osibajo. Hello, good afternoon to you, Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joy.
It's good to have you here. So APC is onto something. We are not even sure what it is. But this morning, a list emerged, and five names on that list. Who's your guy?
Okay. can you allow me to make some accommodation?
Okay.
Yes, because I've been hearing a lot of people, you know, saying Peter Obi, wherever. I'm not just putting the ability of the guy. He's a calm, cool guy. But looking at the peculiarity of Nigeria's stance now, Joyce, could you remember the last time Obasanjo made a comment concerning the person that might be able to handle this nation to have some little bit of, you know...
No, I don't. What's your point? Get to it.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking like Peter Obi as a person...
Why are you speaking about Peter Obi? Even if he was your nightmare, this is 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm thinking you should have shaken it off a little bit. Peter Obi's not even the conversation. I gave you five names.
I'm just trying to make my permutation.
Okay.
Among the already known candidates.
Yeah.
Now, Peter Obi from other party, Labour Party, Abaka, the other guy of the PDP, then the possible candidate from APC. Now I'm looking at whatever vote Obi is going to get, he's going to cut from the other guy for PDP.
Oh, my friend, give me a pick from the APC. I'm on the... You were speaking about Peter Obi. I don't even know where to follow you, too. I was talking about the APC.
I'm talking about the possibility of any aspirant from APC, the possibility of his emergence.
So what has Peter Obi as flag bearer for the Labour Party got to do with APC making a presidential pick?
What I'm trying to say is I'm trying to make a permutation for the possibility of the three, you know, popular candidates.
Yeah, you haven't even given me a name. You just started off with Peter Obi. You ran with it. Who's your guy from the PDP?
I have not given a name yet.
Yeah, but I gave you five names already that emerged this morning, suggested to the president that these are their recommended guys who appear to be fit for the job from the South. So do you have a pick?
Yes, the point of my conversation is whoever comes out from APC might have a hedge.
It's all right. It's politics. It's okay, but give me your name. Who?
Well.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying to look at, sadly for me,
hurry up. It's okay. Why are you? That's your guy. Call his name out very well.
He's not my guy, honestly. He's not my guy.
Okay.
None of the candidates is my guy. But okay. I'm not just looking at possibilities. I'm just facing.
So you think someone who can better. You think someone who can best upset Peter Obi would be a Tinubu, right? And as such, the APC should bring forward Tinubu. That's what you're saying.
And the PDP, someone who will have. Someone who can be in that Aso Rock and look at some people in their faces.
So who's that, Tinubu, right?
I think Tinubu.
It took you 4 minutes to give me that.
Five,
it took you
five.
4 minutes. You took 4 minutes on my clock. By the way, nice meeting you. Wow. Woo. That's on your side. You're going to vote, and it's your right to vote. I don't see why you're a little ashamed or shy about the guy who you think is best for the job. With your chest, admit it. We're moving forward anyhow this goes, so get ready for what's coming. Hello, that's on your side. How are you? What's your name? That's on your side. Good afternoon to you. We're Nigeria Info. What's your name? Make it back. Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. My name is Joyce. What's your name?
Hello, Joyce.
Hello, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
What's your name?
My name is Ahmed Kuti from Wurunshoki.
Thank you very much, Ahmed. Good to have you here.
Yes, Nigeria rather remain presidentless than having none of those five you're mentioning.
You're disappointed in the five?
Sorry?
You have no faith in the five? You don't appreciate none? None has capacity, virtue, means, ability?
The five are zero on arrival.
Did you hear the names I called?
I hear them.
Yeah.
None of them.
Wow.
None of them. That's it.
Well, that's a good way to end it. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Can you hear me? Nigeria Info, hello, good afternoon to you. Hello. Welcome. The sunny side, welcome. What's your name? Hello.
Hello.
Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, my name is Njoku from Maguru.
Thank you. Turn off the volume of your radio set. You can go ahead.
Okay.
Wow. Hello.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The five names. I can't even pick anyone. I can't even consider anyone.
Oh, okay. Okay.
None of them.
None can take you into the future.
We can't go back to Egypt again.
There's no Moses on this list.
No.
All right.
Any vote for them is going back to Egypt.
Not even after what your eyes have seen, huh?
No, we're not going back to Egypt again.
Well, I'm glad you're solid on that result.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for calling. A report has it that accreditation begins as APC prepares to elect a presidential candidate. We do intend to furnish you with updates as we have them available. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. Ah, wow. The sunny side, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Good to have you here. Thank you. What's your name?
I'm calling from my daughter.
Ah, it's good to have you. Thank you. Go ahead.
My is the VP.
Pardon?
Mine.
Yeah.
Is the VP.
Oh, Osinbajo, you think that's the guy taking us into the future?
If he emerge, he'll put on a good fight for the APC.
If he emerges, what happens?
He will put on a good fight.
If he emerges, he will put up a good fight, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
During the election.
Well, fantastic.
And, hello.
Yeah.
If we were to be doing exams, most of your caller will have called F9. They are not answering your question. You too, Hank. Then, my comment is, Ikechukwu, the other woman is only advising Nigeria to do what let's say Julius Berger is doing.
Mm.
And I know that Comrade Ikechukwu understand what I'm saying.
Oh yeah.
What is doing just now in Estate? That is what the woman is advising us Nigerians to be doing. A little for the country. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info on Twitter. I have Swai say, I see Tinubu winning this election. Let's be sincere, even though I never root for any one of them, this is Nigeria. Okay, Oluyemi is here saying Osinbajo is the best, experienced, equipped, and has shown some of what he is made up of. All right, it doesn't quite appear that any candidate necessarily is having the upper hand in this one. Let's follow through on the conversation. The sunny side, Nigeria Info. What's your name? My name is Joyce. Hello. Can you hear me? All right, if you can hear me, you're going to have to call back. The sunny side, good afternoon to you. Welcome. Hello. Doesn't quite appear you can hear me. Nigeria Info.
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling. Tell me your name. You go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Benjamin. I'm calling from Ikeja.
All right, Benjamin. I guess you're following the conversation. So whom amongst the five do you think is best to emerge from the South?
Joyce, if you ask me, I don't think...
Anybody?
Those guys we are having, they are fit to do what Nigeria are asking them. Because what I'm seeing in this primary or their pre-election of the team, the primary election of the team, it's just that at the end of the day, it's going to be the usual team. They impose candidates on Nigeria, and that is what they've been doing. So I don't think among all those crops of guys we are having, they can deliver Nigeria with the state of situation we find ourselves now. So the only prayer we need now is if we, as Nigerians, they can give us that free and fair election, whereby every citizen are encouraged to come out and let us vote the person we need. They should listen to radio, listen to television. They should listen to the voice of the people. I think that is the best way. If not, all this they are doing now, they are going to impose candidate on us. And at the end of it, we go back to the way we used to. And Nigeria is going to be times two of whatever we are producing, and we are going to suffer as citizens. So I don't think I give credit to any of those.
All right, got it, my friend. Got it. You don't have a guy on that list. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Thank you for calling. 2 minutes before commercial break, Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Tell me your name. Hello, welcome to the show. What's your name? Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Welcome. Your name. What's your name?
Yeah, good afternoon
to you. Welcome, Gabriel from Ikoyi. Good to have you here.
This governor of Ebonyi said that I saw with little money in Ebonyi said that I saw the great job when that man doing that thing. Left for me, I think I will pick it number one. If you say I was one of the delegates.
That's Umahi, right?
Yeah. The man tried. When I went to Ebonyi, I didn't believe that man can even do better than anticipated I'll be. The guy tried. If you go to Ebonyi, you see a very big difference with the amount. If I have my way to vote for delegate today, at least I will pick that guy first. I pick the vice president at second position.
All right.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling. Okay. So, governors elected on the platform of the All Progressive Congress and the party's National Working Committee have recommended 5 aspirants for today's presidential primaries of the party, while advising other remaining 17 contenders to step down. Those who got the nod of the governors and the party leaders to remain in the race are Bola Tinubu, Rotimi Amaechi, Kayode Fayemi, David Omahi, and Yemi Osinbajo. And the conversation has been considering this list, which now has been brought to the attention of the president as men worthy from the South. I was trying to find out which of these guys pretty much ticks your box for the next presidents, potentially. So we're off on a break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. My name's Joyce. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. About that time on the clock where we have to go to another conversation, but let me satisfy you with this one. In the last few minutes, I've been trying to pick your minds as to who you think should emerge, and I think you might have a solid suspicion if you think it might not go as you have assumed. So we're keeping our fingers crossed. Report has it that accreditation is underway, and so that would mean that between now, 2, 3, 4 hours, first of all, I think the APC gets a high five for starting a whole lot earlier than the PDP. The PDP started so late. Okay, so meaning that in another 3-4 hours, you would have information that gives you something to work with. So let's talk about something else. As long and as continuously as I have new information while the sunny side is on, I certainly would furnish you with it. With that said, good luck to who emerges at the APC presidential primaries. And I hope it's your guy. Now, the difficulty about what I'm observing, both on Twitter and via telephone conversation, is I think more people do not necessarily have a candidate, at least from the list, the shortlisted 5 people from the South. Remember yesterday I told you that the Northern governors put out a letter saying after much deliberation, they decided that, you know, the next president should come from the South. So this morning, of course, a shortlist emerged. And so the names I've shared with you are said to be names from the South specifically. And quite a handful of you don't think you have... Some of you don't think you see your future in that shortlist. But a few others made mention of a name here and there. You know what's going to settle this? What happens eventually? That... So, in the absence of knowing what exactly and when, we'll fill our time with a far interesting conversation. And, of course, during the course of the show, I'll update you with events as they unfold. The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. We'll have another conversation up next. Don't go anywhere.
You are listening to Open Thought on The Sunny Side with Joyce.
Right. So last week we were on a very interesting conversation, and I couldn't have enough time on the clock to pretty much interrogate it by your contributions on the show. And it is social perception of late marriage. Now, if you remember this topic 2 weeks ago when the conversation started, we pretty much kicked off on a very interesting note. And let me see if I can remind you what it was that I discovered, which I think is worth sharing with you and repeating in your hearing, is that some people automatically accord regard and respect to married people, regardless of whether they're worthy of it or not. And maybe it's a good thing if we're looking at life from the perspective of the title married. But then if we probe it a little bit more, then you have to arrive at a far deeper conviction at whether you think the man or the woman in the marriage is deserving of that additional respect you've accorded them or not. So then again, the reason this conversation is necessary from Off Our Divorce series is because it does quite appear that society feels a certain type of way when it's looking or speaking about people who have married late. In fact, speaking, treating, responding, reacting to people who are either unmarried at a certain age or maybe married later in life. So 0700 993 993 993 and 01465 7190. It is indeed necessary to find out from your contributions what you think about societal's perception. And when I say society's perception, I'm practically just talking about your perception. So I know you're going to call me and probably do that thing where you say, you know, this is Africa. You know, this is Nigeria. On the sunny side, it never works. Never, ever. You don't know a time when it worked. It never works. So when you're calling, you're giving me your perception. You're giving me your conviction. You're telling me what you think about people who marry late. So we're hoping that this conversation go as planned. Yeah. As against, can't quite say that for the APC primaries. Okay, so good luck. And yeah, when you call in, I'm hoping you can defend your stance. You know, that's the thing. It's like there are people who are married who are unhappy. There are people who are unmarried who are unhappy. And then there are people who act like they're happy. There are people who look like they're happy. And then there are a few people who are really happy, married and unmarried. But regardless of that, society thinks something. Once you're not married at a certain age, they don't even, some people don't greet you. Is that? I'm sorry. I think so. I think that there are people. So I read a post on Instagram and someone said that because she wasn't married, her younger, maybe what you refer to like relatives who got married before her, don't greet her. I'm like, wow, that's something. Well, let's talk then. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. My name is Joyce. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Hello, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon. My name is Seni.
Oh, welcome, Seni.
Yeah. I think I just want to speak on that five names.
Okay.
Yeah. Let us tell ourselves the truth. These five leaves, if you are talking about qualifying, nobody among that list that you can speak that he is not qualified to rule Nigeria.
I think I'm lost. So first of all, I changed topics. Second, I don't think I understood your last sentence. Are you saying that all names on that list qualify?
All of them qualify.
Well, that's beautiful then. It's okay. So do you have a candidate? Are you hoping someone emerges?
That's where I'm coming to. First of all, I have to say all of them, if any one of them emerge, they qualify. Because many people are calling that they are not qualified.
It's okay. But that's what they think. What do you think?
Well, I think if EPC wants to, you know, make any impact in the upcoming election, they should either go on Omahi, Amechi, or Shibanjo.
You have one choice. One. Only one guy is emerging. Who's your guy?
Then give it to Amechi.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info. So right now we are on a different topic altogether, and I hope you understand that, and I want to find out what you think the social perception of being married late is and what society thinks of it. Remember, I gave you my word, as the events surrounding the primaries unfold, we will furnish you with updates, all right? We're Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Yeah, good afternoon, Joy.
Hello, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, Anonymous.
Okay.
I would have called earlier, but I think you changed the
exactly
subject already.
Yeah, because, and don't worry, you know, this the
last, maybe like just 1 minute.
No, that it's moving. I don't want to go back. We would move forward.
I'm sorry about that. Okay, about this issue of married, the title.
What's
and all
yeah,
of that,
what society
like,
think thinks about
wrong.
It?
It's very, very wrong, because the title as in married is not there. It's not a criteria for any impact in any developed society.
Oh.
Unfortunately, in Nigeria here, that seems to be what it is. When you're married, you know, they get a lot of, you know, advantages, respects, and all of that stuff. So, but it's not supposed to be like that. You know, in the abroad and so many other countries of the world, a lot of singles, they even make more impact than the marriage. But here, as long as they see that you're of a certain age and you're not married, they make you lose a lot of respect.
Which is bad, huh?
They don't give you, you know, you're talking to them, it's like, after all, you are older than me and I'm married and you are not.
Mm.
So it's really crazy.
Okay.
And I don't think it is a way for any developing country to grow. We can't grow if we keep continuing that old path.
Okay.
So I think the system here completely needs a total overhauling.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
In the politics, it's wrong in our own mindset. Everything about is just wrong.
That
wrong,
mindset
wrong.
Is wrong.
We need a total change of everything.
All right.
Change the politics, change the people's mindset, change our everything completely.
We're trying to work on that.
That's the only way to go.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. Now, there is this social assumption that the people who are not married because they have bad behavior. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. All the things I've heard. Hello. How are you?
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you, the sunny side. Welcome to the show. You tell us your name. You go ahead.
My name is Ife. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
You're honestly going to have to speak up so that this is an actual conversation.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
On the South weekend,
Joyce. You suffered.
If there's going to be a degree, they are going to award degree to married couples and responsibility. I mean, that is harming those who are not married, who don't marry on time as irresponsible and, the stereotype against them.
Yeah.
I would say that let me just be fair. 85% of married, especially on the men's side, married are irresponsible.
Wait, bring it back.
That are irresponsible, married, yes.
You think 85% of married men are irresponsible?
Yes, I know.
Wow.
You know, because I have lots of, they're not even broke. Most of them aren't even broke. They are just, some even just get married because I'm old enough to get married, and people around me are saying I should get married, or maybe my girlfriend is pregnant, I'm pregnant, let me marry this guy, so I won't become the mother and all that. And they just go into the marriage without having the knowledge of a jack about marriage.
80%.
And then when they enter the shock, the shock comes, and everybody is living life like, especially the men, living life that they are single. In fact, I look around me.
Wow.
And of first-hand conversation I've had with married women, I'm also married, but the elderly married women, who are much older than me, give me their story of how they have been abandoned for years, not taken care of.
Wow.
That is both them and the children.
Wow.
And you see the children testify to this. All, and the woman will cover up, even when the family is coming, she's pretending, she's bringing money, she's from her pocket, she's saying it's my husband. It's when she's talking with her friend, she's saying it's my husband that gave it to me, it's my husband that is taking care of. And truly, they are just on their own.
Okay.
So they should stop stereotyping single
people
that are married, anybody that is marrying late. For it's better you marry late, be prepared and know what you are going into, because marrying early itself sometimes makes them much more responsible. Because if you are matured enough to be married,
all right,
and then you understand what at least you have lived life, you have had lots of experience, then you get into marriage prepared and you won't have time to be catching fun and then living life like nothing's
going to happen. Yeah, or catching what you think is fun. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Wow, she thinks it's like 80% of the voices we hear every day on the streets of Lagos. Or maybe around Nigeria. Hello, the sunny side. How are you? Hello, the sunny side. Can you hear me? You're going to have to make it back. Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you. Welcome. You tell us your name. You go ahead. I'm so sorry. Your line isn't good. Okay. If you can hear me, pardon me. If you can hear me, I'm going to have to disconnect. The line is not good enough. Please try again. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. How are you? The volume of your radio set. Good afternoon to you. Thank you for calling. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
Okay, this is Amarachi.
Oh, I thought it was a guy for a minute. It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. It's all right. Thank you, Amarachi.
From my own side, early marriage, late marriage, I prefer the late marriage to the early marriage. Because at the later age, you now start finding out that it is not love initially, that it was a frustration, or maybe situation forced you to marry at that early stage. That is the truth. Okay, take for instance what happened in my own street this morning. As about to seven, a young girl, not up to 22 years, the husband stabbed himself, the both of them died.
No, did you make that up? Where are you calling me from?
I'm calling from Okwafo along Badagry Expressway, Candid Estate. If you can get in touch with Area K Police Station, it was Area K Police Station that came to claim the cops this morning.
Wow.
As about 8:30, police were hovering round about our estate. That is Candid Estate. I'm being sincere with you. Anybody hearing me within this area would testify to what I'm saying.
Wow.
That is one. This same morning, we heard that another of our, one guy that owns a shop in our street also was dead this morning, that he was sleeping with another man's wife. If it is that one got married at the right time, to the right person, at the right state of mind, I bet you are not looking for anything outside. I bet you will live to endure one another. I bet you there are things one will do you that you will, at least to a large extent, you will not retaliate violently.
Yeah.
That is the truth. Married, not married. I'm not even bothered. I am married, yes, but if I'm not married tomorrow, Joyce, I don't mind.
Yeah.
Whatever you like, you speak, you own your mouth.
Oh, I mean,
whatever that comes out of it is not my problem. So all these things, early marriage, sincerely speaking, it has damaged a lot of things. But when a person grows up at the right time, you meet a matured guy that thinks maturely.
Not
and the
time.
Two of you will pally on together as in like friends, not like Oga. So women call their husband Oga.
I don't know what Oga. They mean.
Yes, now women call their husband Oga.
Wow.
If the next person was Omoshe, that is the servant and the boss.
Wow.
It's not right. It's supposed to be your friend, your companion.
Okay.
Your best friend, not this Oga thing.
Yeah, a hierarchical relationship. Look, thank you very much for calling and sharing that update with me. I do appreciate. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. If you have just tuned in, I'm collecting your reaction to the social perception of late marriage. Society thinks something of people who marry late. Well, except for the last story, which is really something. And thank God the police intervened. Well, I'm taking your opinions. I want to know what you think about this. Hello, Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
I'm calling from my name is Mr. Bakari.
Welcome, Mr. Bakari. So the social perception of late marriage?
Let me just had a little contribution. Normally, I support early marriage if a man or a woman has what it takes to marry. Because everything now is quite different from how we front then, because so many men nowadays, they are not ready to marry.
They're not ready to be married?
So many guys nowadays, they're not even ready to marry.
Okay.
Because most ladies now, they have been outside there doing runs and whatsoever. And so it takes a good...
Are you saying most ladies? Is that really correct? When you say, come on, isn't that just something? What do you mean most ladies?
You say what?
You're saying most ladies. You're assuming that would be maybe another 80% of women.
Yeah, I'm saying this because I had an experience.
with most. You had an experience with most ladies.
A friend of mine.
Yeah, now, but that was just one experience.
A lady, my guy wanted to marry.
Guy, hold on, I get it, but you're saying that most ladies are doing wrongs. Is that even correct? I know you had your experience, but you're assuming that most ladies are sleeping around. That's what you're saying. Ah, the math ain't right. The Sunny Side, how are you? Good afternoon to you, Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
The volume of your radio set. Thank you for calling. Hello. What's your name? Thank you. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. My name is Evangelist Imafino Efoso Charles.
All right. Let's hear from you.
Yes, I'm going to use my 1 minute to make two contributions. First thing first, for the past 1 year, I've been telling those who care to listen to me that the next president of this country is Rotimi Chibike Amaechi, and he's going to emerge, and he's going to emerge as the APC presidential flag bearer this evening. Then,
nothing wrong with that.
On the second topic, the Bible says in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, through prayers and supplication with thanksgiving, make your request known unto God. You know, pressure, anxiety is what is making so many young fools to run into early marriage. Even when they don't have what it takes to be married, competition, unhealthy rivalry, unhealthy competition is what is making many young fools to go into marriage. That is why you hear of divorce here and there. So, in conclusion, I want to advise many people to avoid this competition and rivalry.
Okay.
When it is your time, when you have what it takes to get married, you have the resources, go into it, and not because of ego and all whatnot.
So you think, thank you. I think I kind of get it, though. It would appear that from your commentary that we can extract that late marriage means nothing. I mean, some people marry, some people don't marry. And if your choice happens that you married late is as good as maybe never marrying at all, or maybe as good as marrying early, as long as you do it right. All right. Before break, hello, good afternoon to you. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Friday from Igbo.
All right, go ahead real quick. You have a minute, Friday.
Okay, for me personally, I don't think marriage or not marriage will make one responsible.
Okay.
I've been married for 60 years now. You know that we have so many married people today who are regretting. They are dying silent.
Yeah.
My sister, you know, there was a time in this country when ambassador, a high commissioner, beat up his wife in a foreign country. He beat her up. He butchered that woman. Does that make is that man responsible?
Okay.
This our leader today that are misbehaving, embezzling our money, doing one thing or the other.
Mm.
Are they not married? Many of them are married. Does the marriage make them responsible?
Okay. That's a good one.
So for me, it's not married.
All right.
One can decide to be responsible or irresponsible. Let's try to be married or not married.
All right.
Thank you very much
for calling. We are off on a break. We'll be right back. The Sunny Side. We're Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. I think I can afford a minute and a half before the headlines top of the hour. Look, I think that today has maybe so far kind of opened your mind or at least opened the conversation for us to see how people see the world. And maybe by your contributions and opinions, we get to understand how the world works, at least in your head. Nigeria Info, hello, we have a minute. Good afternoon to you.
Hello. Good afternoon, I'm Mr. Bakari, the one that called before I'm back.
Okay. Did I lose you?
Concerning the marriage.
Like, yeah, speak up real quick, all right? Okay.
If someone have opportunity to marry early, and you have what it takes for you to marry, you can go ahead.
Okay. What about people who, for some reason... Yeah, but what about people who, for some reason, would have loved to be married early, but are not married, now they're older, still not married? What do you think about that?
Yeah, what I understand is that marriage is not to do in that.
Ah, uh-huh, okay.
So, if you marry and your marriage doesn't work out, you can separate.
You can separate. Yeah. Okay.
That's your mission.
Well, you take it easy. Well, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Thank you. It's about the time on the clock where we have to bring you headlines. Top of the hour. We're Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. We'll be right back. Do not go anywhere. Right back into it. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-71902. 2 minutes past 2 o'clock. On the clock. All right. So here we are. Public perception of late marriage. Well, the assumption is some people should be credited with a certain level of regard because now they're married. It then even tells you that marriage is a certain level of, or maybe marriage has an esteeming capacity. It has a way of elevating you from a certain level to a higher level. And maybe I can see why people would think once you become married, you are worthy of extra regard or respect. But think about it. Unmarried people, should they not be equally worthy? Or is there something about the positioning, married or unmarried, that says the one who is married is far more deserving than them or him, her, who is unmarried? Let's talk about it. 0700-993-993-993 and the perception of marriage or marrying late or late marriage. Hello, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Mr. Benga.
Thank you, Mr. Benga. Good to have you here.
You see, the problem in this world...
Turn off your radio.
Human behavior.
Yeah, but turn off your radio if you would. Thank you.
Human behavior.
Okay.
It's one that is my problem.
Well, if you listen to me, I would require that you please turn off the volume of your radio set.
I've lowered it now.
All right. No, turn it off.
You see,
so feedback.
What I saw there... is that man's attitude to man on earth is not good.
Okay.
That's the problem we have. Woman, man, we have the same brain. Why don't we love ourselves?
Okay.
A man must be praised. A man must be condemned one day. That's life. And a man must undergo difficulties in life.
Okay.
For today, prosperity. Money has bought many things on this world.
Yeah.
All of us now, we are running after money. 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 We have turned God to money. We have left God for money on health.
Yeah.
Everything now, as well as Baxter said, everything on health.
Okay.
About marriage, there's one lady in my area. Her private bag is too tiny. Since her bag, he used to part with her mother when he was small. But her mother don't want people to know that her private bag is too tiny. She hasn't married till today. She's up to 45 years now.
Yeah, that's a health condition.
So, those women, they don't have husband. Are they irresponsible people?
Okay.
The problem that happened to her, is it the one that caused this?
Yeah.
There are some people that are impotent. Men. On health. Are they irresponsible? And they are doing well on health.
Okay.
Our character is the problem. We need to treat ourselves very well.
Okay.
There's no man being that's not good. So we need to treat ourselves very well.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hello, welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello.
Turn off the volume of your radio set.
I've done that already.
Good. Happy to have you here. What's your name?
Fine. Akin from Oba.
Thank you, Akin, for calling.
Let me share a story with you briefly.
Sure.
My sister, younger sister, was living with her husband since about 27 years ago. Not married. Huh? Hello?
I'm with you. Your younger sister is living with her husband.
Well, she's been living with her husband for about 27 years. They have 4 kids. Hello?
Yeah, but they're not officially or legally married.
Well, legally married. Let me...
Okay. I'm following.
They're officially legally married.
Yeah.
Now, the husband is not that responsible. But the woman, very, very responsible. And she was a contributing factor to the upbringing of those children. And those children today are graduates.
Oh,
in
wow.
fact, one got married last... my sister married. The church mandated them to get married before the daughter could get married. See, what religion is playing, the part religion is playing. Are you with me?
I'm listening.
They said before the daughter can get married, the first daughter, the mother has to be legally married first. So I'm the father. We did just that.
Oh, okay.
Later, the third one, we did the first daughter's
wedding.
Marriage,
uh-huh.
Wedding again, and they were consummated. Now, what I want to say is that
It depends on the individual character. But for the benefit of the children, are you with me?
I'm listening.
And to some extent, it is what it is. And that is how we have found ourselves in Africa. Otherwise, a developed world, it doesn't really matter. Because the provision for amenities and everything you need to develop your life is there.
Okay.
But here we have to go through all these rudiments. And society is not making things
easy.
Okay for us.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Wow, different situations. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Do us all a favor at the volume of your radio set. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, you have sociable on the line.
Thank you. So, society's perception of late marriage, sociable.
Yes, if you talk about the society, what you explain is how it is.
What I explain?
But if we talk about the idea, it's not supposed to be like that.
So society is a problem.
The society look at people who are married as responsible because of some reasons. And they refer to them as responsible, not because they are...
Responsible.
Responsible can mean so many things.
Okay.
It means they have work. They have an assignment. Not necessarily that they are attending to the assignments.
Okay.
If they refer to married people as responsible, that means people that have load, people that have what they should be doing.
Isn't that a very unrefined, primitive, isn't that a very narrow definition? To have load.
That is why I'm telling you that's how the society look at it. I'm not telling you how I look at it.
Okay.
Yes.
It's a very narrow definition.
Honestly, Jesus Christ himself was not married. He was a responsible man.
All right.
In fact, today he in the Christian congregation.
So let me see.
Heading even a number of married people and giving directives on how to run the Christian congregation. He was not a married man.
But Jesus is one guy. So you think society should not accord respect to just married people or accord more respect to married people? Respect is due all humans.
Depending on how each person portray himself.
Regardless of a marital respect, status.
You accord respect.
Yeah, but marriage is not necessarily a factor. That's what you're saying.
Marriage should not be the factor.
Okay.
For example, there are people who are not married, but they misuse their virginity.
Well, we don't
they
know about
like
that.
The opposite sex, and they sleep with them a lot.
So who are you referring to? Which sex are you referring to? The females, right?
No, both sexes.
Oh, okay,
I
okay.
People.
Okay.
I never mentioned any sex.
I was trying to understand that. Okay.
So, be it a woman or a man who decides not to get married, she'll remain and not misuse his or her virginity.
Oh, well, okay, that's if they're still a virgin. I get
then
that.
Then that society will accord such a person respect.
Okay.
But a person who is not married and is sleeping up and down, definitely... is not going to get the respect from the society.
The only society that's not happening is probably the Vatican. And even that, we can't even vouch with a full arm. Yeah, only the Vatican. If it's this other world, if it's outside the Vatican, ha. Hey. Look, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
He says the people who deserve respect are people who are not sleeping. And maybe he has a point. It's only the monasteries at this point. Hey, info on the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. My name is Joyce. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good to have you here. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
Joy calling.
Okay, go ahead. Society.
Marriage does not make you responsible.
Okay.
There are people that are married plenty, they are single.
Yeah.
So it's better to just remain single than to be in marriage. You would be a single person. You will not even find the man self. So it's better.
All right.
The way you did you as like say I've not married now. Did I value myself?
Okay.
That's the important
question.
Thing. Did I love myself the way I am? Am I happy?
Okay.
So that's it, because there are many people that are married, they are not happy.
Mm-hmm.
They are in bitterness.
Yeah.
There are so many.
Okay.
So, if you are single, enjoy it. That is it.
Well, thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. We're talking social perception on late marriage. I lost you. I don't know if I have enough time for today to be your day. Hello, Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. It's
Hello,
good to have
Joyce,
you.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. My name is Sam.
Welcome, Sam.
it's just unfortunate that that is how we are here in Nigeria, and then we have to accept it.
We don't have to accept it. No, why are you saying you have to? You don't have to.
Okay, let me tell you. Let me just quickly give you a scenario. I work in a multinational company before I retired.
Yeah.
And then during that time, one of our senior, I got the secretary to the CEO, was a twin.
Okay.
And he had the twin, the other sister, the twin sister,
have
children. Anytime they are coming to our place, the woman will call, in fact, you will not, they are identical twins.
Okay.
When you come with the children, but when the woman comes, don't know which one is which one,
okay,
out of the twin. But the one, the secretary to our CEO, did not marry.
Okay.
And you know what that one means. He wants to keep that shape. And then meeting,
okay.
Arranging meetings and so on.
Okay.
And a very good woman.
Okay.
At the head, you, after working for over 30 years, was not married.
Okay. We have a minute.
She's married, then later got married late.
Okay.
And that marriage did not last for 3 years. The husband that married died.
Okay.
He didn't have it. He died without a
child. Okay.
And the woman, she was eventually retired after about 35 years in the office.
Mm.
No child, no work, no husband. And
okay.
In fact, he confided in me, say, "Ah, sir, what can I do now? I've missed it in life." I said, "Well, it's my father, my senior, there's nothing I can do."
Yeah.
I said, "Well, you have to face the life as it is."
Yeah. Okay.
She was now depending on the children. This, now the other children, they are getting married.
Yeah.
On the children of our sister.
Yeah.
And eventually, the only thing she did was to relocate from here to US.
Yeah. Okay.
She's now in US.
I get that.
What I'm trying to tell you now is that she was not. If I visit her,
all
they
right.
are sharing tears.
Wow.
Because
okay.
the society is not
favorable,
not appreciating that type of situation. You
all
understand?
Right. I do. Yeah.
You are afraid to live such a life. She was,
right.
she was not a world woman.
All right.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Very
thank
good
you.
Woman.
All but right.
Those children are out.
Hello.
They are.
Well, I've lost you. Unfortunately, we're off on a break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.